Today's episode of the Locked On Giants podcast is brought to you by Built Bar. Go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code LOCKEDON20 and you'll get 20% off your next order.
You are Locked On Giants, your daily New York Giants podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, New York Giant fans, and welcome to another edition of Locked On Giants, part of the Locked On Podcast family, your team every day. Patricia Traina here with you. Happy Monday. It is March 1st. We are now officially, 16 days away before the start of the new NFL league year. Free agency, a lot of stuff coming up. And actually this week, I wouldn't be surprised if there's some giant news breaking this week. And of course, if there is, we will bring it to you. We will analyze it. We'll break all of it down. So we're finally going to start to pick up again. And I'm excited to bring all that to you. So for today's show, we normally do a mock draft Monday, and I'm actually going to change this up a little bit. I'm doing a show here that corresponds kind of with something I did on Giants Country. I wanted to do something different because, quite frankly, a lot of the mock drafts I see have the same players predicted. It's either Jalen Waddle or Kyle Pitts, or, you know, sometimes you see Ja'Marr Chase, sometimes you see Devonta Smith. So I figured, let me do something a little different. And there's a game that some people play. Usually you kind of play it when you're a teenager. It's called Who Would You Rather? And I took that game, and I actually am going to play it here on the Locked On Giants podcast, but I'm going to apply it more towards the Giants draft. Who would I rather draft if given the choice of player A or player B? So that's the parameter of the show and of the exercise that I did. So I have three scenarios that I outlined based on how the mock drafts that I've reviewed have gone. Because let's face it, there's only so many, you know, so many times I can say, oh, you know, today's mock draft pick is Jalen Waddle, and here's why. I mean, you've heard all that by now. So let's do something a little different here. We'll play Who Would You Rather, as in Who Would You Rather Draft, and we'll look at the different scenarios, and I'll tell you who I would rather draft if presented with this scenario. And if you agree or disagree, you know what to do. You can drop me a letter, or an email, I should say, at LockedOnGiantsPodcast@gmail.com. And also, a new way you can reach out to me is I have a Facebook page. It's more for Giants Country, but, you know, a lot of people are starting to find it and respond to me on that Facebook page. So I'm going to open it up as well to Locked On listeners. It's facebook.com/NYGiantsMaven. So you can drop me a line there and let me know what you think. And while you're over there, be sure to like the page, you know, so that would help me out. All right, so let's get into the first scenario. All right, so who would you rather? All right, the first scenario is the battle of the Alabama receivers, Devonta Smith or Jalen Waddle. Who would I rather? All right, my pick, if it comes down to one of those two guys, well, this is what we would call a coin flipper. All right, so basically you could say, okay, let's toss a coin and we'll see, you know, heads Waddle, tails Smith. But you know what? Here's how I see it. Right now, my concern with Waddle is his medical. You know, and with not having the combine and the medical information and all that stuff, it's kind of hard to know where he's at. I mean, the assumption is he's going to be okay, and his injuries are not going to affect him moving forward. You know, that is the assumption. That is the hope. But still, that's also an unknown. But all that being said, I would go with Waddle over Heisman Trophy winner Devonta Smith if Waddle's medicals check out. Okay, so Why would I go with Waddle over Smith? Glad you asked. So I took a look at not just what Waddle did in 2020, but I also looked at 2019, because in 2019, that Alabama team had Jerry Jeudy, who was drafted by Denver, and Henry Ruggs III, who I believe was drafted by the Raiders. And I wanted to kind of see how they all stacked up, because we could all agree that the Giants need a playmaker at wide receiver. And according to Pro Football Focus, in 2020, Waddle outpaced Devonta Smith in yards per reception average, 21.1 yards, and then yards after the catch per reception, 10.1. He also had the one drop ball to Smith's six and finished with a higher target rating, which was 158.3 to Smith's 138.9. Now, going back to 2019, looking at where Waddle lined up according to, with Smith and Jerry Jeudy and Henry Ruggs, even though Waddle didn't get as many chances as those other guys, it's all about what you do when you get the opportunity to make a play. And to that end, Waddle was pretty solid. All right. So in that receiver room of 2019, Waddle caught a team high 82.5% of the balls thrown his way and had a 158.3 rating, which was the best of the receivers on the Crimson Tide. So basically, with Waddle, I don't know that he's a player who's gotten a lot of the attention that Smith has gotten, that maybe, Ruggs and Jeudy got when they were on the team. But this is a guy who, when you start doing a little digging into into the stats, when you start looking at some of the film work on him, this is a guy who could really be an asset for you if he's there at number 11 and you have to choose between him and Smith. And I want to emphasize, folks, this was a tough one. So you can't go wrong, I don't think, with either Smith or Waddle in this instance. But if you had to choose one, I'm going to go with Waddle, I think, in this instance. All right, Giant fans, you are listening to Locked On Giants with Patricia Traina. It is a special edition of our Mock Draft Monday. We're doing a Who Would You Rather? So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I'm going to give you another scenario and tell you what my thinking is in that one. So stay with us. Bet Online is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football might be over, but NBA, college basketball, and the NHL are in full swing. BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. Real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your sportsbook expert. Hey, Giant fans, this is Patricia Traina, host of the Locked On Giants podcast. If you're looking for a way to keep Giants football in the forefront during this offseason, pick up a copy of my new book, The Big 50 New York Giants, The Men and Moments That Made the New York Giants. This 350-plus page book takes a deep dive into the rich history of the Giants franchise, covering every era with stories, photos, and more that take you behind the headlines. The Big 50 New York Giants is available on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, TriumphBooks.com, and wherever books are sold. Pick up your copy today, and thank you to everyone for your support. Welcome back, Giant fans, to segment two of Locked On Giants. Patricia Traina here with you, and we are doing a Who Would You Rather on this Mock Draft Monday. And basically, it's pick player A or pick player B, and who would you rather draft and why? So that's the format of today's show, and I hope you are enjoying it. And we're covering everything you need to know about the New York Giants, but what about the rest of the sports world? Well, now on the Locked On Podcast Network, we have you covered there as well with Locked On Today. It's hosted by the great Peter Bukowski, and it's all the sports news you need every morning in under 20 minutes. Subscribe to the Locked On Podcast Today wherever you get your podcasts. All right, let's go back to the who would you rather for the New York Giants on this mock draft Monday. And the next duo that I had to decide on came down to Florida tight end Kyle Pitts or LSU receiver Ja'Marr Chase. Ooh, another coin flipper. Now, I want to stress something. Obviously, the likelihood of both of these guys being on the board at number 11, slim to none. All right, just like the previous set of Smith and Waddle, I don't think they're going to be on the board together at number 11. But this is just hypothetical. This is just for fun, doing something different. All right, so who would I draft if I had to choose from Kyle Pitts or Ja'Marr Chase? I think this one's a no-brainer. I'm going with Pitts all the way. And that's not a knock, again, on Ja'Marr Chase, who's a fine receiver and who's going to make some team happy. But I look at Pitts, and the more I read about him, the more I look at his film, I see almost like a Rob Gronkowski type of player, a guy who, you know, he's not a tight end in the traditional sense. You know, you think of a tight end in the old school way, you think of like a Howard Cross, for example, a big, bulky blocker who, you know, is going to help out in the run game. Kyle Pitts, to me, is he's more of a chess piece that you can move around in the different scenarios. You can move him inside. You can put him in the slot. You could split him out wide. You can line him up in the backfield. You could do any number of things with his skill set. And he has the athletic ability to stretch the field. He's got the speed to beat linebackers and defensive backs and the size, I think, to go along with that. So basically, you know, if this all sounds familiar, yes, this is what people were saying and thinking about Evan Engram when he came out of school, you know, back in 2017. But let's get back to the Giants here and why I think Pitts would be the better choice in this scenario. The Giants offense under Jason Garrett puts a heavy emphasis on the use of tight ends. All right, last year we saw some jet sweeps run by Evan Engram. We saw not often enough, but we did see, you know, some instances where he was sent up the seam. We saw some instances where he was split out wide. And unfortunately, I think because of the fact that the offense was still new and also the inconsistencies of the offensive line, we just didn't get the desired results, I think, everybody was hoping to see with the use of the tight ends. Now that this offense is going into year two, I think things will get better. I also think if they continue adding to the offensive line and getting that finalized, things will get better. So to me, to have Pitts in the lineup with Evan Engram, I mean, you're talking some major, major firepower there. I mean, wow, unbelievable firepower. And I could even potentially see a scenario where, you know, if they draft Pitts, maybe he becomes the number one tight end ahead of Engram because he just has that kind of potential. Now, the other issue that I'm going to mention, and I have said this many, many times, this is a deep receiver class. So even if the Giants don't get a receiver in round one, there's some potential receivers that they could pick up on day two of the draft that probably would be just as good. And maybe, you know, on any other year where, you know, the receiver class maybe was quote unquote normal in terms of depth, guys that fall to day two might be day one selections. So there are some different guys that they can pick up, I think, at receiver on day two to where, you know, if it comes down to Kyle Pitts or any receiver really at number 11, to me, it just makes too much sense not to go with Kyle Pitts. I think he's got to be your pick at that point. All right, Giant fans, you are listening to Locked On Giants. It is a Mock Draft Monday, a special edition of Mock Draft Monday. We are doing a Who Would You Rather mock draft style. So we're going to take our final break, and when we come back, one more scenario. This one's going to be an interesting one. So how am I going to decide? Well, stay tuned and you will find out. Hey, Giant fans, if you haven't tried the all-new Built Bar, you're really missing out. They offer an amazing assortment of flavors, both of the nut and nut-free varieties, which is sure to appease any taste. And can I take a moment to tell you about their new Coconut Brownie Chunk Bar? Folks, this is by far my favorite, a Built Bar selection, and a perfect way for me to swap out a meal, or if my day is particularly busy and I need a quick bite, tide me over until my next meal. Built Bars are covered in 100% chocolate, and they really taste like you're eating a candy bar, except you're not. You're indulging in a low-calorie, low-sugar, high-protein, and high-fiber treat that's great for the keto diet or any diet plan you happen to be on. So head on over to BuiltBar.com today and use the special promo code LOCKEDON20 to get 20% off your next order. That's BuiltBar.com with the promo code LOCKEDON20 for 20% off your next order. Welcome back, Giant fans, to segment 3 of Locked On Giants. Patricia Traynor here with you on this mock draft Monday. We are playing Who Would You Rather? In this case, you being me. And who would I pick if I were the Giants and I were presented with two scenarios that basically are based on mock drafts that I've seen from around the internet. I've been covering the different mock drafts, you know, but basically it's the same guy's pick. But every once in a while you see a curveball thrown in there. And this next segment, there's actually a curveball that I am going to cover. But first, NFL analyst Brian Peacock and former NFL scout Matt Williamson host Locked On's Peacock and Williamson every Monday through Friday. Brian and Matt give you all the national perspective around the NFL, covering the latest news and insight on every team and every move made. Get your picks, previews, and much more every weekday with the Peacock and Williamson podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And before I get into this next scenario, folks, just want to remind you, Twitter Tuesday tomorrow. So please, please, please get those questions in. They've been a little light lately, and I get that. You know, there hasn't been a whole lot to talk about of late, but I can use about maybe 5 or 6 questions from you guys and gals. I know some of you have already sent stuff in via email. If you want to email them to me, you can send them to LockedOnGiantsPodcast@gmail.com. If you want to tweet them to me, you can send them to @Patricia_Traina, T-R-A-I-N-A. Please tag them, Ask P Train. This way I will find them a lot quicker. Or you can respond to the tweet that I put up on my timeline. If you find it, you can just respond to that, and I will pick up those questions for the podcast. So, I'm doing mailbags twice a week now. Probably a little overkill, but I'm also doing a mailbag on the weekends every Saturday on Giants Country, kind of just to make sure that I keep on top of the questions and what's on everybody's mind. So happy to do it. And whatever questions you have, send them my way. All right. So I promised you in this segment that there would be a real unusual and probably a scenario here that is just, it's just not going to happen. And not in real time, not in, you know, not in pretend, but look, this scenario was actually proposed. I saw one mock draft have this one player projected to the, actually, let me back up. I saw two different drafts, two different mocks projecting these two players that I'm going to talk about to the Giants at number 11. I do not think they are going to get down to number 11. I would be surprised if it happens, especially the player on offense I'm going to talk about. But here's my who would you draft scenario. We have Penn State linebacker Micah Parsons or Oregon tackle Penei Sewell. All right, now this is a dream scenario. It's not going to happen. Let's put that out there right then. But if it were to happen, the choice is clear. I would go with Sewell. And I think the reason for that is we can all agree that the offensive line rebuild isn't yet finished. And if the Oregon tackle fell to the Giants at number 11, initially, you know, when I saw that, and I think it was Pro Football Focus who put out that scenario, and I initially poo-pooed it. But you know, I sat and I was thinking about it over the weekend when I was putting this show together, and I see the logic now in making that pick. And here's why. You know, yes, the Giants have Matt Parrott, whom they drafted in the third round last year. And he is presumably the right tackle of the future. But he's not a lock. He's going to have to compete for the position. Now, who he's going to compete with, that remains to be seen. Will the Giants re-sign free agent Cam Fleming? You know, that's something I'm going to explore on Giants Country during the week. I also want to mention Nate Solder because, you know, late last week, after all the shows were done, word came out that Nate Solder is looking to potentially return to the Giants if the conditions are right. And I could probably do a whole show on that topic alone, but I would be very, very shocked if Nate Solder, even if he does return, and I want to make it clear, I don't think he's going to. I think he's going to retire, despite what has been said, because the conditions, you know, what do they mean by the conditions have to be right? Well, the money probably, and probably the position, I would think. But, you know, I just don't see how Nate Solder can be part of that right tackle mix. So getting back to, you know, why I would take Sewell over Parsons. The Giants, as we know, drafted Andrew Thomas last year to be their left tackle. And Sewell is a left tackle, and a very good one. Now, initially, remember, the Giants were believed to be planning last year after they drafted Andrew Thomas. The initial plan was thought to be, we start Andrew Thomas on the right side, we have Solder on the left side, and then when Solder goes off into the sunset, we move Thomas over to the left side. That's what the plan was initially to be. And of course, Solder opting out messed up that plan. So they put 1 year they spent 1 year of Thomas's NFL development putting him at left tackle, the position he played when he was in college. So let's fast forward to 2021. The Giants, if they were to get a player like Sewell, he's a guy who I would put at left tackle, and I would move Andrew Thomas to right tackle. And now I've got two solid bookends on that offensive line for the foreseeable future. And the reason why I wouldn't be too broken up about moving Andrew Thomas from left tackle to right tackle is because the Giants are kind of starting over from scratch, if you will, with a new offensive line coach. They hired Rob Sale, who's going to come in and be the new offensive line coach, who's going to teach these guys, you know, how he wants things done from scratch. So if you're going to make a position switch, now's the time to do that for Andrew Thomas. So that's my reasoning for taking the offensive tackle over the linebacker. I'll also add to that that, yes, I think the Giants desperately need to get a pass rusher, a guy who's good both against the run, a guy who can handle himself in coverage, which is something Parsons can do. But with that said, you look at the quarterbacks the Giants are going to play in 2021. You look at what they did last year against the quarterbacks they played, and a lot of the quarterbacks they face were of the mobile variety, where the contain game was a little bit more prioritized than maybe rushing the passer. So in other words, the Giants, you know, they rushed the passer in pass rushing situations, but the whole objective was not to let these quarterbacks, these mobile quarterbacks, burn them with their feet. And they did a good job of that. I mean, the mere fact that, you know, I don't think any of the quarterbacks the Giants faced last year really burned them too much with getting outside the pocket, because the Giants did a good job with contain. And the fact that Patrick Graham's schemes produced a decent enough pass rush to where I think the Giants ranked in the top 15 of the league in pass rush. That's why I would say that if they don't come out with a pass rusher in the first round at number 11, I don't think I would be too broken up about it. You know, if there were a Chase Young sitting there at number 11, then that's a different story. I don't know that there is a player who's on the par of Chase Young. My guess is there isn't, but, you know, that's based on what I'm reading and my own interpretation of what I've seen. So I would go offensive tackle because, look, that offensive line, you've got to get that thing right. You know, you've got to give Daniel Jones and find out what you have in Daniel Jones, because if you don't do that this year, then I don't see how he come next year when he's eligible to do his contract after the 2021 season. I don't see how you can even entertain discussions with him on that. So that's the reasoning behind my thinking on taking the offensive tackle. All right, Giant fans, that's going to do it for this edition of Locked On Giants. Hope you enjoyed this particular edition. It was something a little different. And I'll tell you what, if you really like this format, next week, if you want to do it again, I'll let you guys pick out which pairing you want me to play. Who would I rather draft? You send it to me and say, okay, would you rather draft this guy or that guy? And I'll pick out the three most interesting ones, and I'll do another show based on your suggestions. So send those to me at lockedongiantspodcast@gmail.com. Make sure you get them in by Friday. If you get them to me by Friday, this way I can kind of research it and put the show together over the weekend so that it's ready to rock and roll come Monday. Until then, folks, we'll talk to you again tomorrow. Don't forget Twitter Tuesday. Have a great day, everybody.